and then you make it up the next day and save some, and then put it with some more, and you never let it die out, the bacteria in it. And it gave the same kind of a flavor that fresh flour bread on it was better. And then some people here made what we call buttermilk biscuit, and they made them the day before and put a little baking soda in it. And they let the flour, the dough, sit overnight, and then the next day they would cook them. And they were just out of this world, especially with good homemade butter.
Mm-hmm.
Not many ever make that time, because they don't bother to get buttermilk.
Right.
This muffin is made out of a little corn, a little buttermilk in it, too, make it best. It's a little sour tang to it.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind in loaves?
Well, our family did not make loaf bread here.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't.
What about the kind that you might buy at the store? Would you have a different term for that?
Well, when I first remember, we couldn't get bread at stores. Mm-hmm. We call that the loaf bread.
Mm-hmm.
We got from stores. But even when I was going to school, we had to make biscuit to carry to school with meat in them and other things. And I was seventh, eighth grade before we could ever get it from a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was even a bakery in Clinton, in the county, even.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, after that, we did. And, of course, after I began to travel and everything, I began to eat different kinds of bread. I usually get the Jewish rye now, pumpernickel if I can.
Mm-hmm.
I had some Jewish rye for lunch.
Did people around here ever make any type of fried, like batter, like some kind of donuts or something similar to that?
Oh yeah, they made donuts and they made fritters and fried it in deep fat. And you could take a salmon and mix it with flour and make little salmon cakes and fry it in deep fat. It was so good. And then you could take squash and put a little lard in it and flour, a little meal if you wanted, and make a batter, and put plenty of baking powder in it, so that they'd rise, and make squash fritters and eggplant fritters.
Hmm.
Oh, they were so good, so greasy and so fattening, but so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've made those eggplant fritters, and sometimes I'd even put an egg in it. You know, if you want to. Well, it's kind of like making chicken pastry for company. I take all the bones out before I make the pastry. Cook the chicken and then take the bones out and then put the pastry in.
Mm-hmm.
Roll the dough out and put it in.
Well, I got somebody here who knows how to cook.
Well, I can cook. I don't cook that much, but I wrote an article last Christmas. We have an old recipe book in the 1850 in longhand. And it told about the different Christmas cakes. And all of them were so lavish with butter and eggs. It says, call for a dozen eggs and 2 pounds of butter. And plenty of brown sugar. And walnuts and pecans, you know, couldn't get other kinds back in the early days.
Now back to the barns and animals and so forth. Did you have a fenced in area around the barn to keep the animals?
Oh yeah, we call that the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Call that the lot, the horse lot. And then we had a fenced in place next to the hog green called the hog lot.
Okay.
And that's where we fed the hogs. We had a hog pasture too, around down the branch. So we wouldn't have to get water for them. They could get their own water.
Okay.